Absolutely.
Really? Tell us about your background.
Yeah, I was born and raised on a dairy farm back in Lapeer County. Farmed all my entire life until I came to the legislature, and I still actually farm over there as well now. But
really?
Centennial Farm, been in the family since 1881.
So. Is it fun still?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's a way away from the hustle and bustle of the day. You know, you go out and you feed cattle in the morning. They can't talk back. They can't give you a hassle about anything. So that's a relaxing time for us.
I don't see any farmers in here. I see all businessmen in suits, but
you know,
to the point that farming is business.
That's right. Farming is a business. There's no doubt about it.
I know that you're the infrastructure guy when it comes to farmers and their needs. And we've talked a lot on my program over the last couple of years with farmers. The farmers we've talked to have said that the infrastructure needs to get better, especially the train infrastructure. What's your perspective on
that? Yeah, you know, Tony, it's been, we've got in the, at least in the farm of Michigan and all over the state of Michigan, we've taken crops in the last 30 years and grown them. You know, this year we're going to have an average corn yield crop of 187 bushel the acre. That's just a tremendously good crop in the state of Michigan. They're predicting possibly in the next 10 years to see an additional 100 bushel. Well, if you go from 187 bushel to the acre to 287 bushel the acre in 10 years, we've got to somehow get that product out of town. I mean, you've got a short window of time when product is harvested in the state, and it's got to be able to get to the processing centers and get to the storage, and we've got to be able to do that, and we can't do that if we don't have infrastructure.
We talk on our program about Detroit and the troubles that they have and why people in Lansing and other areas need to care. The people who are driving to work now and are really listening to the program, why do they need to care about agriculture in the state and the farm?
Well, you know, agriculture is huge to our state. Of course, you guys have already been talking to a lot of folks this morning, talking about the second largest industry in the state, the second most diverse state in the of agriculture when it comes to jobs and the different, you know, the jobs that they might not ever think about being related to agriculture. As you had the discussion with Dave Armstrong earlier, you know, about just the money issues and the banking issues that are involved with agriculture, all the business issues, the computerization and the technology that we use in agriculture today is unbelievable. So there's a lot of jobs involved in agriculture, and that all ties back down to if you're going to create these better products and have all the material, the technology there to do a better job, you've got to have a more product when you get done.
Representative, as you know, Governor Rick Snyder is a proponent of a new bridge from Detroit to Canada. And one of the first conversations I had with him after he was elected is the reason why he's a proponent of that is because he wants to see the state of Michigan grow as an importer, as an exporter of its goods and services, especially of its farming goods, not only over to Canada, but around the world. So he wants to see more infrastructure. What's your thought on that?
Absolutely. You know, we've got the ability to ship. We've got the ability to ship product anywhere in the world. We've got deep lake, you know, water all the way around us. We need some deep water ports to ship these products out, to bring products in. We need to be able to access Canada, through Canada, over into Halifax, for the ports. So we've got to get our product out of the state. You know, we're you look at China, and you know, the governor took a tour over the eastern countries, and the fact that China is used to eating now. Everybody in the world's got to eat, and Michigan's a breadbasket of the country, and we've got an ability to grow a lot of crops here and a lot of food here and ship to other parts of the world.
From your perspective, do we have enough ways to get these fruits, vegetables, fuels over to Canada and around the world? Are we maximizing that?
No, we're not, and that's the issue we've got. You know, we took a lot of the rail lines out of this country. You know, I was told when these rail lines were taken out, the state was buying them or purchasing them from the railroad company, turning them into rails to trails with the aspect that we might need to turn them back into rails at some point in time. We wouldn't want to turn every...